Hey there, everyone. It's Lily Mae here, and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. I know that it has been quite a while since I recorded one of the solo episodes, and so I thought I would hop in just for a brief episode. If this is your first time tuning into the Glambitious Podcast, head over to my website, theglamceo.com, and join my email list because I send out grant and funding opportunities every month, as well as opportunities to get seen, get heard, and get paid. You can also follow me on Instagram at I am Lily Mae. And so the last 72 hours, I would say, of my life have been quite a whirlwind. Very unexpected things happening back to back to back. Very challenging, scary, and worrisome 72 hours. And so I decided to take a ride to my hometown and spend some time with family, because sometimes you just need to be around those who know and love you so you can get strength to get through whatever challenges you're facing. And so as I was driving, you know, home, which is about an hour and 15 minutes, I thought to myself, I really just want to hear someone say it's going to be okay. And not saying it in the cliche way that people say it to comfort you, but to really truly know that it's going to be okay. And I was like, man, maybe I need to hop on a podcast episode, because someone else might need to hear that in this moment, that it's really truly going to be okay. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter how scary it is, we have to believe that God is going to work everything out for our good. We have to believe that God is very present, even in the midst of the challenge, even in the midst of the worries, the fears, in the midst of it all. We have to really hold on to that. I mean, what other choice do we have? You know, in order to move forward in life through the unexpected blows that come with being a human being, we have to believe that it is actually going to be okay, even if we don't see how, even if there is pain involved in the moment. You know, believing that it's going to be okay does not mean that you ignore your feelings, that you try to suppress how you feel, that you try not to cry. No, you have to process it. You have to allow your humanity to feel what you feel, sad, discouraged, all of those things. Those are human emotions, so those things are normal. But after you felt those things, you have to reach back into the spiritual toolbox and remind yourself that God has plans to prosper and not to harm you. And Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So that means all things, the scary things, the frightening things, the sad things, the things that make you angry, the things that you doubt, the things that you're worried about, the uncertainties, all of those things work together for our good. And so I just wanted to hop on in case one person needed to hear this, that it's going to be okay. God has his hand in the situation that you're facing. Allow yourself to be human and have the feelings, but remember that you are a spirit being having a human experience. So as a spirit being, you can tap into the higher spiritual perspective of life and know that, hey, God has my life in the palm of his hands. He created me for such a time as this. If you need strength, ask God for strength. Whatever it is that you need, just ask him for it. He is your ultimate resource. You don't have to go through this thing alone, whatever this thing is. Just remember to tap into the source, which is God. Ask him for strength. Ask him for resources. If that, whatever it is that you need, ask him for that. If you need family, if you need new friends to circle around you, whatever you need, ask him for it. Just ask him in this moment and remember that it is going to be okay. I think of other scenarios in life where I was terrified, and I mean terrified, and it still worked out. You know, like, I'm okay. I'm still here. And so even though I do feel quite terrified from the last 72 hours, I have to believe and I have to hold on to the fact that God is present, God is aware, and that even if I don't understand it, that somehow he's going to work it out for my good. And even if I feel weak in the moment or powerless in the situation, that's okay. I can rely on his strength and not my own. So it's okay to feel uncertain, worried, frustrated, all of the things, powerless. It's okay. When you feel at the end of you, it's the beginning of him. Is where you tap back into your source like, hey, I'm tapped out, Lord. I need you to step in. I'm depleted, Lord. I need you to strengthen my mindset, strengthen my emotions, strengthen my will, strengthen my perspective, renew my mind. Help me to see this situation from your perspective, Lord. Help me to take off the flesh suit for a second, to really tap into the spiritual realm, to get that higher end view of what's going on. Like, help me, Lord, to have an understanding. Help me, Lord, to have peace. Because sometimes it's not quite time for you to have the understanding of a situation. You have to lean into your faith until God is ready for you to get the understanding. So sometimes you are going to go through uncertainty for a while, right? Just because you ask God for certainty today, it doesn't guarantee that he's going to give you the answer today. He might. But if he doesn't give you the answer today, if he doesn't give you the revelation tomorrow, if he doesn't give you the clarity the next day, you still have your faith. And your faith is what says, you know what? I don't see how this is going to resolve itself. I don't see how this is going to work it out. But I have to believe that God does not intend to harm me. I have to believe that my God is all powerful, that he's all knowing, that he is sovereign, that he's still in the miracle working business, and that there is something that's going to work together for my good, even if I don't understand it. I have to hold on to that. I have to believe that. And leaning on him is what's going to give you the strength to keep moving forward, to keep showing up in the way that he's designed you to show up, to be strong if you're called to be strong in the season. And here's the thing, you know, and this is for my Black women listeners, because we have a tendency to wear the cape to our own detriment. And so I'm not saying that you need to be strong right now. Like, maybe God wants you to just lean into him and let him be strong. So I'm not saying, you know, we always have to be strong. Maybe you need a good cry. Maybe you need to relax. Maybe you need to just feel a sense of relief and trust that God has it. You know, I was thinking as I was driving, like, man, this is a heavy load to carry. And then I immediately had a revelation. It's not my load to carry. I need to hand this load to God and trust his will and trust his way. And remember that the word says his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are not like our ways. And we have to be okay with that and allow ourselves to just trust that somehow it's going to be okay. You've made it through a lot of other things. You've made it through a number of challenges. If you're listening to this, you've made it through something. So let that be a reminder that God will bring you through this. It's going to be okay. So that's all I wanted to share. You know, coming on here to have these podcast episodes is actually like therapeutic for me. So I hope that this blesses you. Feel free to hop in my DMs on Instagram and let me know. I would love to hear if this blessed you, because I just feel like someone needed to hear that. As you know, on August 26th, we're having the Glambitious Atlanta Conference. So we will be talking about faith, business, finances, self-care, wellness, all the things. I invite you to join us. You can visit theglamceo.com for tickets if you want to join us in Atlanta. Or if you want a virtual ticket, you can grab one of those as well. So I hope that this blessed you, and I'll go ahead and end this episode. Have a blessed day.